and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones, and the non-stop rain of Saturday night and Sunday eventually forced the abandonment of the second day of the Keith Show yesterday. The organisers fought against the onslaught of Saturday's downpours to carry on with the first day, but were forced to give in and abandon plans on day two, with the fields resembling more like ploughing than grassland. Now, a new name to farming that's appeared on the show circuit this summer is Scottish Land and Estates. They replaced the organisation with the unwieldy title of SRBPA. And we've caught up with Chief Executive Doug McAdam to find out what they're all about.
New name, but not that new a name. If we go back to when the organisation was first founded back in 1906, we were the Scottish Land and Property Federation. So, you know, I think some of the fundamentals remain the same. And what's vitally important for us in our sector is that the public, the media and people at large understand who we are and what we do in estates and farms across the country. And we need a name that reflects that. We've got to have the name as what we do say it on the tin. We were formerly the Scottish Rural Property and Business Association.
Quite a mouthful.
Quite a mouthful. Doesn't really trip off the tongue. And again, it comes back to it. We've got to have a name that reflects who we are and what we do.
What's the driving force behind it? What do you actually do?
Well, estates and farms across the country. Land management is essentially the business. Land is an asset. Land has, you know, a number of uses: forestry, farming, sporting, but also estates across the country are providers of business premises to many small rural businesses. They provide employment, they provide public goods of a variety, from environmental public goods right through to scenery and landscape for people to enjoy.
And your previous membership, they've all come on board with you, have they?
Absolutely, yeah. No, bought into it very well. I think the reception we've had from members, which wholeheartedly supported it, that's why we did it, from the public and from the media has been good.
And what of the future now? Now you've got a fresh new image. Where do we go from here?
Well, the future is about the rural economy. We want a healthy, vibrant rural sector, and that underpins what the whole organisation is about.
Are you able to do such things as provide advice on things like renewables now?
We do. As a membership organisation, as well as obviously the representation work we do, we provide a huge amount of information and advice for our members, from renewables through forestry, through all detailed land management issues, housing issues, the whole gambit, really. If it's going on in the rural economy, we cover it.
And you can find out more just by Googling Scottish Land and Estates, and there's their website top of the list. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, as usual, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.